Shusaro Menahel, Rabbi Penner, who lives and breathes the yeshiva every minute of his life. When he's not here, he's here. When he's here, he's completely here. To the chevra, I just see Tani. I don't know the rest of the guys, so I don't see who are here. Tani Polanski and the other chevrayim were. Penny Shachter.
Jesse.
Big yashakar from all of us, the beautiful, beautiful Naguna. We should be able to sing together and play together in Yerushalayim. I want to begin by personally inviting each one of the chavayim here. I don't know if some of you have seen, some of you haven't seen, but our shul in Woodmere, Eish Kodesh, is working to bring the chevra together here in Eish Kodesh. And this coming Shabbos, some of you might have seen that this coming Shabbos there's going to be a beautiful Shabbaton with Shlomo Katz, davening and have Torah together Friday night, and Moshe Shabbos, Lomav Malka. And I strongly, strongly encourage whoever's able to come to be mishtatif. To get more information, you could speak to Yehuda Aryeh Klein, to Yitzhak Rosen, and especially to Avi Levy. Is that good? To any of the chevra. So we could join these two worlds that are really one world. Which I have had this chus to have my life brought together. In these two places that have so much in common, people like yourselves that are growing, learning, davening. I'm those who are glad to be Sharach Yerushalayim. The Sfarim say that this time of the year, we're standing at the gates of Yerushalayim. Throughout these days, we move closer and closer to the Kodesh Kodashim, which is Ne'ilah. We travel through these times. And the only way that we can go is with each other. And that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about. They say that the Divrei Shmuel from Slonim, Susi Aleinu, that the Divrei Shmuel was in his room when it was time for Kol Nidre, and his room was off the Beis HaMedrash, and there were hundreds and hundreds of Chassidim that were waiting for the Rebbe to come in for Kol Nidre. And you know that we have stories of Tzaddikim that during that time of waiting, during those moments before Kol Nidre, that the Tzaddik is able to be poiled very, very big things. To remove dinim and to bring chesedim into our lives. And the Divrei Shmuel Susi Aleinu was locked up in his room. And the chesedim were waiting. It was getting late. There was one chesed who couldn't bear it anymore, and he was so overwhelmed and overcome with that feeling of what we were just singing, Re'ei Amidaseinu. A feeling of unbelievable emptiness and unworthiness. And he couldn't find himself. And the waiting for the tzaddik, for the Rebbe, was unbearable. And he found some way. The gaboyim were not paying attention. Everybody was standing in the shul waiting for the Rebbe. And this chassid just went on his own. And he somehow burst into the room of the Divrei Shmuel. And the Rebbe was sitting with the talis over his head. And the Rebbe looked up and he saw this chassid. And he said, the Rebbe said, Yankel. And Yankel said, Rebbe, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to begin or where to begin. I don't know how to go and to start the Yom HaKadosh. And he was crying and talking, and the Divrei Shmuel said to him, I promise you, I promise you, Uncle, that that's exactly my thoughts at this moment. I wasn't being part of any big yeshuas for anybody. I was just wondering how to come in, how to enter. And then the Devi Shmuel stood up and he said, I can't go by myself into Yom HaKadosh. And Yankel, you can't go by yourself into Yom HaKadosh. But Yankel, me and you, we can go in. The Chassidim say that the Devi Shmuel came marching into the Beis Medrash holding these little Jews' arms. They were holding each other and they came marching in for Kol Nidre. We very much need each other, Chaver, to be able to march into this time. We need each other very much. You know, today was the Kohen's Yahrzeit. Tassol was the Psaldik's Yahrzeit. We have no hasag of the greatness of that person. I was urged to be by his seeing twice. Once it was locked and we couldn't get in, but we found a way to get in. And the Psaldik, Shusi Yalainu, when the Psaldik was talking about Kiseitze, obviously every word in these parashis is all Eloldig. When the Psaldik was talking about Kiseitze, he said, you know, there are so many mitzvahs. There are 74 mitzvahs, the Chinuch counts, 74 mitzvahs in Parashat Kiseitze. And And Reb Tzaddik says that if you look over the parasha and you look at the mitzvahs, they contain within them kol matzavei achayim, kol ma'oirois achayim, all of the eventualities of life, all of the challenges, all of the melchamas that a human being lives through in this world are found in our parasha Kiseitze. A person says that I want so badly to be an Eved Hashem. I want to be able to live a life that's filled with meaning and Simchas Achaim and Simchas Yahadus. I want that. But min Hashemayim lo nois nimli. But somehow, from Shemayim, they're not allowing me to live such a life. I want to steig in learning. I want to steig in davening. I want to grow. But what am I going to do? I have such a hard time with my children. My children take up so much of my mind and my heart, and I have this child that's so difficult. So the parasha has the parasha of the Ben Sora Meir. That there's a Jew who has a child. A child is rebellious. And then you have another Yid that says, Baruch Shalom, you know that I would mamish run to you. I would run to you. But my heart is so closed because of my relationship or the lack of my relationship with my wife. Many, many people's hearts close because of that. And they're afraid to enter into that place of deeper emotions because they're so tzibrochen, because the marriages are not working out. And the Torah has in Parashat Kiseitze, Im lo timtza chen be'einav, ha'achas ahuva, ha'achas snua. Where relationships don't work out. So a person says, if I can get along with my kids, if I could only get along with my wife, then my heart would be so open and I would be able to serve you be'emes be'emes. But what could I do, Baruch Shalom? You gave me such a life. You gave me a ben sarah mayr, you gave me a achas, not just achas, snua. Like timsa chayn ve'enav. Motsa be'er v'zdava, ve'ev. All kinds of problems. And because of that, I can't bring myself to daven. I can't bring myself to have simcha in my life, to serve you, to fix the things that need to be fixed, the things that are broken. And then you have a person that he just feels that he's lost so much. God forbid a person who's lost a child, a person who's lost a spouse, lost a dear friend. The Torah in this parasha is the Kol Avedas Achicha. know, there are many things that Jews lose. It's not just some change or a pair of glasses. Chol avedas achicha. There's so many avedas that we've lost over the years of Golus, things that we've lost, people that we've lost, Jews that are lost to us. What happens to the child who leaves Yiddishkeit? You know families like this. You know parents who are waiting up on a Friday night till 3 in the morning for a kid to come home, and the kid is someplace stoned somewhere, God forbid, on a Friday night, lost, and the parents are sitting there waiting. Kol avedas achicha, when did we lose this child? When did we lose? Then you have people also hurt by what other people think about them or say about them. There's a parasha in Kisei Tzev, Maitzi Shemra. People are saying things that are untrue about you. You sometimes feel that your own parents don't get you, don't understand you. And there's an inyan of Hitzas Laz, of being Maitzi Shemra, their own child. And this parasha has the parasha of Maitzi Shemra. And the Be'ikar, all the Nisyayin Sachai, which are included in the words Kiseitze the Milchama Aleveh. The Milchamas, the bitter, bitter wars that we have at the end of time. Of course, there are enemies on the outside. Hashem should help us to defeat them, to be finished with them. But then there are the enemies, of course, that are inside. Some Milchamas we win, some Milchamas we lose. But as the Ramchal says at the beginning of Mesillas Yesharim, all of life is one big milcham. So the Kohen says that, you know, in this parasha, the Baruch Shalom is saying to us the following. There are many, many reasons not to be an Eved Hashem. And every possible reason not to be an Eved Hashem, or anything that could possibly pull you and me away, is found in Parashas Kiseitze. Everything is in Kiseitze. It's true that there are tremendous, tremendous milchamas, but the parasha is saying that somehow, some way, it's possible to remain a Jew. And one can still be an Eved Hashem with a Ben Saramayr, with an Isha Snua Chalila, with the milchamas, with the Mighty Shemra, with all the Avedis, all that he's lost in his life. And I grew up amongst people who lost everybody in their lives. Everything and everybody. On Sunday, I was by my parents visiting, and my father said an interesting thing. My mother was complaining, which I have heard this complaint literally thousands of times over the years. My mother begins by saying, "The miserable Nazis didn't send me the check this week." You know what that means? Any of you have any idea what that means? But the survivors have been getting checks. It was all machlokes between Ben-Gurion and Menachem Begin. Ben-Gurion won. And Jews have been getting checks since the time of the Holocaust. And my mother said the miserable Nazis didn't send the check this. How much is it? And it was like, it's like we say, it's the thought that counts. You understand? It's not the amount of money. It's just that the miserable Nazis should send Jews money. So my mother was complaining. And I've said this since I remember hearing this since I'm like 3 years old. And I always say, "Ma, don't worry, they'll send you the check. Whatever, for $142. Ma, they'll send you the check." She doesn't like that they're keeping the money. "So Ma, they're going to send you the check." My mother says to me, this is over and over my whole life. My mother says, "They're late." And at that point my father says, "No, the Germans are never late. They're always on time. You made a wrong cheshbon." And then my father said something to me this Sunday. He said that, "You know that on the morning, that the morning that we were liberated by the Americans from Mauthausen, on that morning, The Germans gave us the same disgusting moldy piece of bread with bugs all over it at the exact same time that they gave every single morning. And after they gave it to us, they skedoodled out. They disappeared. And the gates of Mauthausen were open. So my father said, the Germans do everything on time. So I grew up with the Jews who remained Jews despite the Milchamas, every Milchama. And everything that was lost in their lives, I'm sure you know from grandparents and people that you've spoken to. Kol avedas achicha. And Reb Tzadik says that the Torah is saying, uvechol zois, that a Jew can be a Jew. Now here's where we need each other, Rabbi Yisrael. Because this the Kohen doesn't talk about, at least I didn't see him talking about this. But the Baruch Shalom gives us in the parasha an Eitzah. And the Eitzah that the Torah gives us is Kiseitze Machna Aloivecho Vnishmarta Mikol Dorara. Kiseitze Machna Aloivecho. But when you go out to war, you go out as a camp, as a battalion, as a united force. A machne. And Chazal say a strange thing. Kshetia yoytze kenegad oyvecha, heve yoytze b'machne. That when you go out to fight your enemies, heve yoytze b'machne, you should go out b'machne. You should go out as a camp, as a united camp of Jews against their enemies. So what? Chazal are giving an eitz. What kind of an eitz is that? It says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk. He says b'machne levecha. So Chazal say that when you go out to fight, have you yitzib machne. The Torah is telling us some sort of a chiddush and military strategy. You shouldn't go fight against the enemies by yourself. You should go together with the rest of the chevra. It's some kind of a strategy that we didn't know. A person is going to go by himself. The Torah says that there's something unique about a machne. A machne, which is the oisis necham. A machne doesn't just mean a collection of people, of Jews. A machne, a yeshiva, means a metzias. A chiddush of Jews, each one with his kishroinus, each one with his talents, with his skills, with his kaiches, and each one with his own struggles. And all of those different Jews joined together b'machne. Joined together in a machne, kshetia yoytzei, heve yoytzei b'machne. And that's exactly what the Divrei Shmuel was saying when the chassid came crying, Rebbe, I can't go into Yom Kippur. And the Divrei Shmuel said, I was mamish just thinking about that this second. How can I go in to the Beis Medrash? How can I go into the Beis Medrash? But together we can go in. You know, chevra, I wanted to talk about this at the beginning of this man. It's still a din of the beginning. And I want to talk about this. It's hard to make a machne out of so many different people from so many different backgrounds. And each one of you, the different classes and the different careers that you're planning that take you to different interests and so on. And it's impossible to account for every person in the yeshiva. Sof kol sof, we have a beautiful chevra that are here right now. There's a very big oilam, but it's a fraction of the entire yeshiva. You know, when one person doesn't come to shiur on time, and I'm not saying this b'teres musa, I'm not a bal musa. But when one person doesn't come to the shiur, when the tzibur doesn't daven together, when chevra not amachne, so then the person who's not part of that in a certain way is a deserter, you know? In a certain way, that person has separated himself from the machne, because a machne is not just guys getting together. That's why Shabbos is so important. It's so important to try to come for a few Shabbos, as many as you can, to come Shabbos. Because Shabbos, there's a feeling of a machne. Shabbos. Because during the week, it's so crazy. And there's 100 shiurim kanayin har. And each shiur is a velt. And there are all the different batim midrashim. It's a malchus, Baruch Hashem, of Torah over here. It's a malchus. But how do you make a malchus into a machne? Because the Torah says, ki seitzim machne levecha. And Chazal say, hevei yaitzim machne. The only way to defeat our enemies, and there are a lot of nesiyonis, a lot of milchamas, is when we go together as a machne. When a person is mitzarev to the shiur, and he's involved in the shiur, and he comes Shabbos, and he's part of the yeshiva, the whole chevra has an aliyah from that. Just like in the army. The whole chevra feels an aliyah from that. And when one person separates himself, it causes a rifyon, a weakness. It causes a weakness in the machna. Because Hashem Baruch gave us an eitz in this parasha. Ki seitz no melchama levecha means there are so many melchamas in life. But the hardest melchama of all is to fight a war by yourself. Because the loneliness is unbearable. You know, when you have a person who, God forbid, has problems with the children, as a ben sarah mayra, or you have a person whose marriage is, God forbid, fallen apart, it's such unbelievable loneliness. And unless he's part of a besmedrash, unless he's part of a chevra, of a machne, of Jews, he's not able to survive. He can't continue on fighting that war against all of the enemies of this world. So therefore, when we come to the time of Elul, and we say the kapitel of David Malki Mashiach Yom Tachna Lei Machne, La Yira Libi. Because this world is a machne that's against us. And Yom Tachna Lei Machne, La Yira Libi. That's what the Divishmu was saying. La Yira Libi. Yom Tachna Malai Melchama. Yom Tachna Malai Melchama. B'zaisani B'teach. As separate individual people, we don't know if we could manage. But when we grab hold of the Divrei Shmuel and Yankele, and we go in together, B'soich ha'mi anoichi yosheves, B'soich ha'mi anoichi yosheves, I spoke about by the Sichas Musa the first week, B'soich ha'mi anoichi yosheves, to be with other Jews together, to be mechazik yeshiva, to be mechazik when we come together for these opportunities in yeshiva, Shabbos, a yontif, to create a machne in the yeshiva here, to do whatever we can to participate in all of these things that the yeshiva is working so hard to make available to you, to the different chugim and the shiurim and the chaburis, and all the things that the yeshiva is offering. There's one other thing that we can't forget for a minute, because if we forget this, then we can't go into the Muhammad. You know that Reb Tzadok HaKohen's closest friend on earth was Reb Leibel Eger. And you know that after the Meir Shalach died, the Ishbitzer died, by the Meir Shalach, the Reb Tzadok sat on one side and the Reb Leibel sat on the other side. They were mamish, reyin, Dolores Parishan, inseparable friends. And you know that Reb Tzadok refused to become a rabbi for those years, 13 years, that Reb Leibel Eger feared the Admorus in Lublin, and Reb Tzadok sat and was silent. We have some amazing stories. Somebody once asked Reb Leibel, why is it that they were both by the Ishbitzer and the Torahs are so different? The Torahs are so different from Reb Tzadik to Reb Leibel. And Reb Tzadik said, Reb Leibel said, that one of us heard what the Rebbe said and the other one heard how the Rebbe said it. Reb Tzadik was what the Rebbe said. And Reb Leibel was how the Rebbe said it. So there's a Torah from Reb Leibel. Let me just read you a few sentences. Because you could have the most beautiful machne in the world. And this is the most beautiful machne. You know, before I came to the yeshiva, this is meaning a few years ago when I came back to the yeshiva. Before I came back to the yeshiva, I was very, very nervous. I had some horrible memories, really. And I remembered my rebbes with the greatest fondness. With the greatest fondness. I was zeichet to be by my Rebbe Reb David Lifshitz and my Rebbe Yashaber. I was zeichet to be by big tzaddikim. To be mekabel Torah from them. But I had a very strong memory of being very lonely in this place. It was very different back then. Just very different. And I didn't know what was going to be here. But you know that my association was one with a feeling of loneliness. Like being in the dormitory and feeling just alone, and like 3 a.m. and like some strange guys making howling noises in the hall, which I still hear because I'm still in the dormitory. And there is an occasional werewolf that shows up. But it has up as a, the niggin is a happier niggin than he used to be. There's more of a feeling of a machne, aleph and beis. I'd say this everywhere I go. I'm amish, an unbelievable PR person for the yeshiva, because everywhere I go, and I go to many places, I meet different people. I say that I in my life never met guys like I know of it. The guys that I'm meeting in this place in this yeshiva, who have chosen to serve Hashem Yisbarach not because someone told them they have to or else, because you want to. So you could have the most beautiful machne in the world. And this really is an exquisite machne. We have to build it, we have to strengthen it, but it's beautiful. But the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem lekachem ishala bekev machanecha. Listen to every word here of a label that says, because this is how the Ishbitz has said it. Lohavim ma'ashe ne'mer kan aloshen mishalech. Mishalech. Why does it say that Hashem is mishalech bekerev machanech? V'loy harlech. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says what? V'Hashem harlech lefnehem yomam. It says harlech. Hashem walked with us. Walked with us through the Yamsuf. Walked with us through the Midbar. Walked with us to Sinai, to Yisrael. Hashem walked with us. So why does it say over here in Kiseitse, in the parasha of Milchamis and the Siyonis, why does it say that Hashem is mishalech bekerev machanech, not hoylech? She says, Yesh Leimer, Ki zemoyr shahahiluchu behestem itonu. Is this a difference between hoylech and mishalech? Hurlich means in the open. And that's how we left Mitzrayim. B'tzayisim in Mitzrayim. Hashem is walking with us in the open. We saw with our eyes that Hashem is with us. But Mishalach means Shadaika lezeh ha'ashgocha de la'ila hu b'chines hester. Mishalach means in a way that is hidden. It's happening, but it's not clear. Because the tachlis is that Hashem Yisbarach wants us to fight these wars. And in order that these fights be meaningful and that our victories have meaning, Hashem Yisborach is not holech with us in such a way as he once was. He will in the future, which Hashem should be soon. But in Golus, he's not walking with us in a clear way. He's mishalech. Because he wants that it should be bekerev machanach. He wants that our clinging to him, our longing for him, our serving him should come from within ourselves. Bekerev machanach. For who can marshal? He brings a marshal. The king wants his son to be a great warrior, to lead the army. So what does the king do? The king takes some of his own soldiers and he creates this mini war. And his son is part of this milchama. In order to train his son, that he should be able to be a great warrior and to lead the army. So the king sends his own soldiers, and there's this training session, whatever it is. Because if the prince is able to learn Tachsisei Melchama, Yilei Nachas Ruach, the king will have Nachas Ruach. Vim Kol Zahar Melech Ba'atzma Oymid Mineged. But the king is watching carefully from the side. His son doesn't see. The king is watching. Lirois Shiz Damik Shli Yebekarchel Netzech Ba'atzma Yazreyu. And if the king sees that it looks like his son, if it looks like the prince is Chalila going to be hurt, in these exercises that he's going to be hurt, something's going to happen, the king comes to help him. He's not going to let his son fall. But in order that the nitzuach, that the victory be al shem b'no, listen, muftach hu b'zeh shi'netzeach ha'mulchama. It is guaranteed. The king is the one who arranged for this entire war. It is guaranteed. Muftach shinatzeach ha'mulchama. The Jewish people have to know that. Muftach shinatzeach es ha'mulchama. And each and every one of you and myself, we have to know that. Muftach lonu shinatzeach es ha'mulchama. It is 1,000,000% guaranteed that in the end, somehow, in some way, we're going to win. V'chein hu ingin melchemes hayetz shebechol nefesh Yisrael. Sometimes, when it's past the time that we're in right now, very, very late, or whatever time it is, and you're feeling particularly alone, and you don't have the strength to fight that milcham anymore, and something that you're holding in your hand begins to show you things that Jewish eyes shouldn't see, and the bris is besieged by that tumah. So the Rebbe Leibel says, "Chinu inin milchemes hayetz shebechol nefesh miYisrael, muftachu bezesh inatzerach hamulcham, because Hashem is mishalach bekerav machanecha. Ki seitzel milcham alayvecha, unesona Hashem alukecha biyadecha, ki betachu shenuchel inatzerach es hamulcham. Im tachner loy machner loy yira libi, im tokum alay milcham bezois ani boiteach." That's for Am Yisrael, that's for Kol Nefesh Mi Yisrael. Ki betachu shenuchal natzeach es ha'mulchama. V'zeh nemar ki Hashem Elokecha mishalech. The king is standing on the side and watching. Shebe'emes yeisha hashgocha v'siyayte delayla lichba yish ha'mulchama. V'lo yanichei ulipo. And if we're in the milchama, and we're in the milchama as a machna together, he's not going to let us fall. K'moshekosev in Tillim, Hashem lo yazvenu biyodo. U'k'moshenemar, v'yadati ga Hashem elokecha, hu elokim hakel ha'neman shoymer habris. Rak shu berochek u'behesta mimcha. But Hashem is standing, hiding on the side like the king, and he's hidden. Why? K'deshiyah pula nikrav Bekerev Machanecha, because he wants us to find the karkis that we have, Bekerev Machanecha, deep inside our camp with each other and inside of ourselves. Latzilacha v'losis la'ivech l'fanecha, shinim tzimachemes ha'oyev l'fanecha davka, le'es ata ba'atzmecha mizgabra alav, because we can, but the king is standing and watching. When we left Mitzrayim, the Baruch Shalom fought for us. Hashem Yilachim Lachem Vatem Tacharish. When we left Mitzrayim, everything about Yitzhak Mitzrayim was Yisirus Delayla from above. We're not holding by that at all, by fighting a war. Therefore, Lohayin Nitzrach Lissus Delasata. So it says over there by Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Hoylech Lifneim Yoimam. So there it says, Hoylech, he walked in front of us in the open way because we're like little children and we had to have daddy holding our hands. And what's the main korach that we need to muster up within ourselves in order to defeat the enemy? It's not something that people talk about so much in the open these days. In Shul we have every Sunday morning in Chabura that we began last year of Yosef at Tzaddik, and we're talking openly. Bekerev Machaneinu, V'hoya Machanecha Kodesh. That there's no greater koyach that a Jew has than the koyach of Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas HaBris, V'hoya Machanecha Kodesh. So, Chevra, we're talking about being a machne. We're talking about fighting the milchamas and dealing with all of the difficulties, the nisyanis, and especially that of loneliness, by joining together as a yeshiva, as a chevra, as a machne. Each individual person contributes in his own unique way to this machne of our yeshiva. The greatest contribution that each one of us can make is V'hoya Machanecha Kodesh. V'hoya Machanecha Kodesh. I'm not going to explain what that means. It's El. Everybody knows what that means. V'hoya Machanecha Kodesh. And as I told you, that El is the Rosh HaTeiros, Efshel is Kayim V'lamad L'fanecha. But a Jew who's not working on that inyan of V'hoya Machanecha Kodesh, it's hard for him to look at Hashem. It's hard for him to daven. There's no cheshek to learn. So v'hoya machanecha kodesh. And then Hashem's Baruch promises that he's mishalech always, bekerev machanecha, that he's not going to let us fall if we try. So let me end and tell you a little story. I have rishus to tell this story. I told it twice in the past. I heard this 12, 13 years ago. We have an amazing Jew in our shul. His name is Michael Levy. He's married to Chavi Willig Levy. It's Rabbi Willig's brother-in-law, Michael. And Michael is a Sagi Nahar. I'm sure some of you know that. You know him, that he's not able to see. He sees much more than most of us see. But with his eyes, he doesn't see. And he's a very big part of our Chevra of Abbas Medrash. And when Michael's father passed away, it was Michael's mother passed away. The Levi was someplace out in New Jersey by the water somewhere. New Jersey's a very big mystery to me, but I know it was near the water. And at the Levi, Michael said the following story. Michael said, that since he wasn't ever able to see, he wasn't like the other children. Now, he went to public school in those years. And every single day, whereas the other children who lived in the neighborhood, they were all walking to school. But Michael wasn't allowed to walk. His mother walked with him every day to school. And she would wait for him every day to pick him up after school. And Michael said that as he was growing older, he found this to be increasingly humiliating for him. You know, the boys are going to school, and he wants to be able to go also by himself. He doesn't want to have to go with his mommy to school. So he said for a long time he was begging his mother to let him go by himself, and he said, we'll practice, and we'll go, you know, I'll pay attention how many steps in from the corner, and I'll walk along against the fence to know where exactly where I am, and at the corner I'll wait for someone to help me. And for a long time he said, my mother said, you're not ready, and she would go with him. But then finally, Michael said, it was the proudest moment of his entire life. His mother, Mrs. Levy, his mother said, okay, Michael, today's the big day. You're on your own. You're gone. And he said it was the most unbelievable, exciting thing for him. We can't imagine what that's like. He's going to go by himself like the other guys. So Michael said he had it worked down mamish every step. He was counting on the block to the end of the block, and he would go along a little bit along the fence, and he would know, and then some nice person would cross. He had it all worked out. And he said that he was getting close to school, and he said that he was like exploding with pride. That it was, he made it. And he was on the block of school. He already heard the tumult of the school. And he was approaching, he figured exactly the cheshbon. He was approaching the gate. And he said there was a wonderful fellow that greeted them in the morning, one of the workers over there. And he said, well, look at you, Michael Levy. Look at you. Look at you, Michael Levy. And Michael said, his mamish, it can't get better than this. That this nice guy, you know, the worker, said, look at you, Michael Levy. And then he said, and Mrs. Levy, it's so good to see you. And then Michael said, Ma! And he heard, whoosh, a bicycle. He heard the mother was on a bicycle. And he heard, swoosh. She didn't say a word. She just zoomed off on her bicycle. Ma! You know, that story is a marshal of our lives. Hashem l'kechem is halif b'kerev machanech. Sure, Hashem is baruch, is b'kerev, wants us to feel inside good and proud, and we should. And we make our way across life, counting the steps and holding on to the fences, trying to get to where we have to go. But if there would be somebody that would be watching us come in to where we go, to our mitzvahs, to our learning, to our davening, he would say, Mr. So-and-so, Ploni Almon, it's so good to see you this morning. And then he would say, and Shechina HaKadosha, have a wonderful day. And then the Shechina passes by, shush, Hashem Elokechem is halak b'kerev machanecha. If we forget for a moment that Melech Malchei Amlochem, our mama, Melech Malchei Amlochem, if we forget for a moment that the Shechina is with us, we wouldn't be able to walk a step in this world. So Hashem Yisbach should help each and every one of us to be good warriors, to be good soldiers, to be faithful. It's the end of time. A mamish is the bottom of the ninth. Base is loaded. Mamish. It's the bottom of the ninth. And the war is, at the end, you know, the enemy, the adrenaline gets going, you know, at the end. You see that the world is so meshuggah that we know that it's the end because everybody's going crazy. It's the end, mamish. A machne. Let's be a machne here. The best that we could do with each other, to help each other, to walk in to Yom Niroim together, to walk into the milchama together. But to remember every second, Hashem lekachem is halal b'kayav machanecha. We should be zeicher to see the way that it was, but say seinu mimitzrayim, it should be before einu liyushalayim. When Hashem will be heilich lefaneinu, the way that He once was. Ad gula Hashem v'amitis, m'hev yomenu amen v'amen. Amen.